Yeah, the 4th of July.
Sorry, what?
Nothing. Nothing. Oh, she spells her name the same way.
Yeah. Did I make it?
You did. Good evening.
I got to the point where I'm actually scared. Like, I feel like a little boy scared of his dad.
Because you relate? Or because...
Because Tyler. Like, he starts giving me looks. Like, when it starts...
He's cracking the whip. Ah, oh, look at that.
Perfect. Just like timing. We rehearsed.
Perfect timing.
Which is not hard for me to go back to. Oh, no, Daddy. Daddy's mean.
You might slip and hit your head and go right back to that.
Daddy, no.
Mommy's in bed.
Oh, he's in bed. Mommy's in bed. Let's get right to this program here. I am Anderson. That is Mike Carano there. And there's Ty Ty not playing sound effects. There. A little late. Tonight on the program, we are going to open a package from a listener.
Mm.
Uh-huh. I'm going to talk about Tyler and how he sucks on the phone.
Like sucks when he's talking to
like
you?
He's such like a young person now. Like he's like, how does this communicating with voice work? I must be texting.
Oh, you called
typing.
Him and he couldn't do it because
it was awful.
Texting?
We'll talk more about that.
We already talked about this.
Nope.
We talked about this here.
I know. I was upset with you. I was upset with you when you brought it up.
Ruined.
Or rehashed.
Not ruined because I didn't really respond, if you recall. I actually countered with a different story, if you recall.
I'm lodging an official complaint.
Am I loud enough? Because I can't hear myself very loud.
My God. Yes,
Carolina,
this is not a rerun.
Okay.
Even though the show begins very similarly every week.
We'll do that in the live show for 5 minutes. Am I loud enough? I can't tell if you can hear me.
So let's begin strong with a staple that is Reggie. We've been talking for
a
while
now. You know what's funny about that Reggie story you're about to tell? I'll tell you after you tell me the beginning part of it.
What happens in the middle?
If there's one thing that holds true with this current little scenario that's happening here, which is Reggie wants me to make him a poster of a religious artifact.
Moses.
For free.
If there's anything if there's one continuing thing that keeps coming up, that's probably come up 4 times. Okay, Reggie, I don't have a scanner. Well, what do? You need to get your mom to scan that picture and send me the file. You can give it to me on disk. This has been going on for 5 months.
Real quick. For 5 months now, Reggie has
came in with the picture. Here you go.
Literally accosting.
Again, I don't have a scanner.
Accosting
Reggie.
Mr. Carano in the parking lot and asking him to do this thing. And he's always
Mike's
real shady.
Mike's dad was here?
What?
Mr. Carano was here?
My dad hangs out sometimes.
Literally accosting you. And I would be okay with it because Reggie, you know, he can be down on his luck.
I'm fine.
I don't think he has a whole lot to look forward to.
You know what?
Right? He's a sad,
if I can make Reggie a poster and it makes him
character.
Happy, I'm totally doing
Here's
it.
Here's why I have a huge problem with it. And I've stated it on the show. It's the goddamn double standard because we've had very good guards in worse situations than him.
Yeah.
That Reggie has had no problems with firing because of far lesser acts.
Yeah.
So that's what I don't like. Abuse of power really runs the gamut.
I got to say, too, and I hate to be this guy, I hate to go back to that rib story, but he is going to drop money, the amount of money on dinner that...
No, that was beforehand. Now...
No, I'm saying, but
he used to have a different life.
Really?
Yeah.
But that amount of money one meal was enough for any one of us taking our significant others on a date.
A story a long time ago about how he was about to spend $42 on ribs, very nonchalantly. Yeah, I was going to drop $42 on a dinner, and then Gary Shanley and his lips showed up. And bought him his dinner.
I just bailed so hard inside my head about trying to do a Gary Shandling impression. I was
couldn't
mouthing
decide
the
if
words
was...
to the microphone. And I was like, no, what are you doing? Stop. You cannot do this impression.
Why? Oh, because you don't know how to do it.
I don't know how to. I was just going to launch into something. And
I was more concerned with the Gary.
Sound like some sort of
Gary
drunk...
Shandling and his lips showed up.
They're really big.
Is that some kind of weird backwards racism?
They're large lips.
Racism.
They're very large. Just trying to paint a picture. But... So Reggie, just now, I'm in a rush. I've been having one of those days where there's constantly something that I got to do. I have not been able to just sit down and look at something. This is the first time, guys, I've had a moment of relaxation since I got up. Literally.
Well, you'll be calm by Saturday.
I don't know what's happening on the Saturday. You keep speaking
I don't either.
Of, but,
go
so
to,
I'm,
you guys want to go to a movie in the afternoon, though, to kind of relax our nerves?
Let's go see a movie around 10.
So I'm about to go to the bathroom, right? And Reggie's like, hold on. I want to talk to you about, I want to show you something. Because I've been giving him some shit again. Just last night. He's like, is Mike coming tomorrow? I'm like, why? Because you want him to do something for free, Reggie? Why is that? Yeah. And he just looked at me, and I'm like, yeah, he's coming tomorrow. So you can talk to him about doing that free thing for you, Reggie, that costs him money. I was very angry. So he shows me.
I appreciate that.
He pulls out this big giant, what is it? It's just a giant slide, right?
Here's the thing. This has been going on for maybe a year, right?
To the point where Reggie puts his mom on speakerphone in the parking lot, and Reggie's mom in North Carolina, I think she lives. So it's like 3 in the morning. Maybe 5 in the morning.
Maybe they're having a creepy conversation all night.
She's like saying, I'm so happy you're doing this picture for my son, for me.
Yeah, they double team me on the guilt.
So he pulls out this picture, and it's a giant slide, and it's a decent-looking picture.
Second of all, it's not what he said he wanted, which was Moses.
It's Moses.
It is?
Yeah, it's Moses.
I
forgot about the best part of the story. So I'm pissed.
It's the Bible with something over it.
Yeah, but it's Moses. That's a picture of Moses in the Bible, and there's like there's purple sunglasses. And I'm like, what's with the purple sunglasses, Reggie? And he goes, I said, are those your glasses? He's like, no, I bought them for the picture. He took this picture. Like, he set it up. And you look at the bottom. There's a pipe. I'm like, Reggie, you propped the pipe in there too, Reggie? That's the tobacco pipe, Reggie. What's going on here? I thought we hated our pipes, Reggie.
I
tobacco.
Didn't notice the pipe.
There's a pipe at the bottom. He staged this whole picture because he used to fancy himself a professional photographer. Michael, much like you, that's why you guys kindred spirits.
That's right. That's why we're roommates.
But here's my reaction to Reggie, because it's just I always like knee-jerk angry mean to Reggie, and it's because of how many times he's wronged me and wronged people in the past. So I'm done with Reggie. So I'm about to go to the bathroom or go get coffee or something, and he goes, "Wait, I want to show you a picture." And before I even realize what I'm saying, I'm like, "I don't like Moses," and he just stops in his tracks and he says, "What?"
It's my least favorite character.
He was like shocked. He was like taken aback, like I had just said something blasphemous, which it might have been. And I said, I'm sorry, Reggie. Let me see the picture.
Did Reggie go to the movie?
What movie?
Wasn't it? Didn't
Moses? That was Noah. I got him confused, too.
Yeah, what do they do?
I don't know. They're both bearded dudes from a lot. Let's ask our religious zealot.
Yeah. Did they park
the sea?
Noah's
Ark. You ever heard of it?
And Moses' tablets.
Moses, part of the sea, right?
Moses was the
40-year journey through the
desert.
He
was the one found in the river. He was raised alongside the Pharaoh, and then he was like, I need to let my people go.
Did he kill his son?
Pharaoh didn't want to let the people go. So
dropping biblical laws.
So Moses called down the plagues, and then they finally let all the Jews go. But then the Pharaoh was like, wait, never mind. I want you guys all back. And then he split the Red Sea, and then...
Why was it red?
Then the Red Sea swallowed up all of Pharaoh's
And Moses
Jews.
Had the Ten Commandments, right?
Yeah. And he saw the burning bush and carried big, big...
He did a lot of shit.
Original iPads with the Ten Commandments on them.
You think Moses knew that all these years later, splitting of the Red Sea was really going to mean going down on your girlfriend when she's on her period?
And the burning,
he had
the
any
burning
idea?
Bush.
That's what it actually means.
The burning bush means crabs.
Having a herpes outbreak.
Right, for having a bush. Why do you still have the bush, people? I heard that crabs are going away.
I don't want to get into an argument about it, but I think it's fine.
Okay, yeah, of course you do.
70s,
Veronica
man.
The 60s.
I think it's fine.
I heard the crabs are going away.
It's like a time machine.
Because they got nowhere to live, and this is not, I'm not making jokes here, but like... so much pubic hair is being eliminated.
Pubic hair.
That they don't. They're dying out.
I don't know how that makes sense because it's not like they just go from one pubic hair bunch to the other. They can live in other places. They can live in your head and your hair.
I don't think people have crabs in their hair on their head, do they?
Nah. Yeah, that's what the hair is on your junk. It's
so those little
as soon as they
crabs,
get up there, they call it their. Oh, do you think lice look down on crabs? Like we live on the top floor.
Yes. Do you think those little crabs walk sideways?
I don't know. They might. I don't think so.
I don't think they're just tiny crabs.
I heard they look like crabs.
Wait, did we talk to Rune about what's happening?
He said I'll see you Saturday, though.
So is he going to bring equipment? What's
I don't
going
know.
On? He needs to shoot this shit.
I wasn't going to try to like just tell him while we're doing a show, be like, hey, that thing.
No, but we had. I gave you a full half hour to do business.
What am I going to do? I'm not making any deals.
You're the one who told that Trey guy how to get the tickets.
I'll bring a camera.
We need two. We need one static. We need one roaming.
We need one static.
We need
Rune one on night
signature
shot.
Night shot. Yeah.
All right, that's a joke because Rune was my videographer at my wedding, and
the entire thing looks like a Ray J sex tape.
He really liked that night footage shot.
I think you know what? I think he was trying to like. I think he was hoping that you'd hire him for the honeymoon night. He was trying to show you what he could do with night vision.
Good one, Ted. Good thanks, Anderson. Are we going to talk about the stupid show that we're
no.
doing?
No.
I want you guys to imagine.
We do have like 30 tickets to move, though.
170 people just staring at us right now while this happens.
Let's go with it, though. Let's feel comfortable in the silence. Let's enjoy the silence.
Hmm. Enjoy the silence. Awesome.
Like live, let's do it.
All right, so Ty Ty.
Yes.
Let me take your temperature here.
Take my temp.
There's a good chance. I'm kind of using this show, having 200 people who are somewhat familiar with you, at least, or, you know, not strangers, is unique. It's very unique. And I'm using it as an excuse to finally get this. Yeah, what was that noise? What was all that white noise? What'd you just fix?
I had my mic on.
Okay. My short that I've been, one of the three shorts, I've been working on all of them quite a bit, and the technical failures, and I'm just so having a lot of issues with technical stuff. I mean, it's been done as far as I could tell, except, anyways, long story short, I'm putting all the pieces together. Good chance that I'm going to have it on a thumb drive in my pocket at the show. Now, 5 minutes. What do you think? You say we pop that baby in.
When?
During the show.
Like during Hollywood Babylon?
No. Because I passed it by Mike, and Mike's like, yeah, maybe. I'm not sure it's gonna really fit. Now I can see that. I can see how that wouldn't fit. I know. Mike claims that I have been saying no to everything he's been bringing up, which I don't think is the case for the show, for the live show that we're doing here at the Improv there tomorrow night.
Free licorice, you said no.
I never said free licorice, no. Never said that. Well, what do you think? Maybe pop it in the old...
You kind of did say no to a bunch of things.
What did I say no to?
I don't want to bring it up now anymore. We worked it out.
Did we? Mm-hmm. No, because tonight I told you that something else, and you're like, you know, you said the exact opposite, which is not true.
Hey, Rune's back.
Oh, all right, talk gosh. To him. Turn off your mic and talk to him and make some things happen.
No, I'm going to turn on my mic and do it.
No, don't do that.
How much are we going to pay Rune?
Don't say oh, money. Don't,
what, the,
what
fuck?
The fuck?
Did we he hear? Did he hear that?
Yes. We have speakers in this room. How do you think I hear the show?
Do you realize that after all this, I don't want to call it hard work, but all this dedication to this program after all these years and with the shirt endeavor that we've done, if we don't unload these shirts, we have actually lost money doing this show.
Oh, yeah, we have shirts, people. Like, oh, yeah, we've got shirts. Held shirts in our
hands. And they look great.
The guy that really printed them actually traveled all the way the fuck out here to deliver them. Also, let me know that his sister is actually somewhat of a celebrity. 148 credits to her name on IMDb.
Really?
Yeah. She was in Austin Powers. Anyways, shirts look great. They're very high quality.
They look awesome.
And six color silk screen. And we're making them available at the
show. I'm impressed.
As well as online. But if there is very little or no interest in these shirts, we're actually losing lots of money. Oh, we just give them to homeless people. How great would that be for years to come?
I thought about that with my shirts,
years
too.
To come. You should do that with your Star Trek shirts you have left over.
That's not a bad idea.
And you'll lose, like, 10 years from now, you'll be, like, walking down Third Street Promenade here in Santa Monica.
Like, gotcha, buddy.
And there he is. Homeless dude wearing a rag.
I'm going to beam you down half a sandwich after I get out of this Arby's.
So this feels like the worst show we've ever done. Let me look at my phone here.
It doesn't. Nothing is the worst show we've ever... Downtown debacle is the worst thing we've ever done.
Mm-hmm. Someone was tweeting me today trying to find it.
Rune, you want to come in here and sit down? We'll discuss. Yeah? All right. Here we go. We're going to do a little negotiation.
Rune,
here.
I want to ask you, do you think, in the realm of things, the actuality of things, do you think, is there a little part of you that's nervous you might have to have sex with that porn star?
Let's give some backstory to the listener before we just roll on this.
I mean, I think I have some grasp on reality, so I'm not really too worried about
little
that.
Little part of you thinking, oh shit, what if they are like...
Here's what happened. Siri is her name. She's a porn star, a fairly popular porn star today.
Sporn par.
She was on the pre-show earlier, that is Loveline, with Mike and Drew. And she's mainly in here because Rune spoke up and said that she is his favorite porn star. And we must have her on Loveline. Lo and behold, weeks later, maybe months, she's finally on Loveline.
Months.
And it's made aware to her, Mike makes it aware to her that Rune loves her, has him in here. This is after Rune has already spent 2 hours, two awkward hours with Siri's wife, who is in my room.
Boyfriend. Siri's husband.
On the other side.
Husband.
Yeah, husband, yes. I got him confused.
He's a man.
He's very small.
Full beard.
It's very true. And they are they're swingers. It's been made quite apparent to everyone listening that they are swingers. And Rune has asked point blank, pretty much on air, would you be down with it? And Rune pretty much said yes. So I think
Thank you. I think that's shown through.
Yeah,
they seem to question my techniques. And I
on
thought,
the air,
you
say
I'd
yes.
I'd also like to point out the fact that I did not know that was her husband, and then I went back there to run the.
I didn't either.
The video.
Oh, no. I didn't either.
And I'm running it, and then they bring up that's. Her yeah. husband.
I thought
and I'm
that
like,
was her gay assistant.
Fuck. I'd already been in here for over an hour. I was like, did I say
oh, I know.
Anything
I, that's
okay.
my
about
fault. That's my
her,
fault.
Yeah. Or
because Mike was talking about how the one that we had on, or the porn star we had on, Kendris Cross or whatever her name is. What was it? What's
Caden Cross.
Caden
yeah.
Cross is not as pretty as the one we had in tonight, which I totally disagree with. I almost verbalized that right Whoa. In front of her husband. I almost said, what are you, fucking
move.
Joke?
Bad move.
The gentleman that was the gentleman that was over your shoulder earlier today came back and the guy who was looking at your board there came back and looked at my stuff.
Oh, the t-shirt guy. The guy that
and
made
he looked
shirt.
At me and said, is that one on the right the porn star?
It's all right, dude. I think that
and I
her swinging husband.
Brad I went, thought her husband was her gay assistant.
He
I'm
went,
not kidding.
Yes.
Oh, that's what he said?
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, who was the dude in the phone answering booth tonight?
That's our Thursday phone screener.
He's the phone answerer.
Been here for quite some time.
Okay.
And his girlfriend.
Might be coming to the show.
No shots. Yeah, I asked him not to. I don't think he will. Okay. So where were we? What's going on?
Who says no shots?
We're show.
Yeah. See, I thought I my goal in tonight's Loveline was to not completely humiliate myself or give credence to Mike's accusations that I kill people and masturbate with meat blood.
Right. I don't think many people listen to him and take him seriously.
Here's the problem. Even if I was in love with that porn star, like, I could not even entertain on the air to play along and be a team fellow. The idea of having a three-way because I probably can't get a boner with another dude in the room with a boner.
Yeah, that would be.
Enough blood for one of you?
I don't know what.
Give it the college try.
I got you. That's why I don't like to go to... this sounds terrible, but I don't like to go to strip joints.
Couldn't tell where you stood on this while you're looked. Just we were frozen. Like,
yeah, I'm totally with you. Like, if I
you like to be surrounded by strange boners.
Strange boners, fine. You know? I don't want. Like, if I went with you guys, I'd be like, oh god, you guys probably have boners right now. So do I. Like, if I don't know you guys, whatever.
If I'm in bed and she climbs
honestly,
into
wait,
bed,
who's
and
getting
like,
to have
so
a boner at
good.
A strip joint unless you're getting a lap dance? You're not just sitting
yeah,
there looking at boobs on stage.
You're
right?
14, then you can't.
Yeah, maybe for like 15.
But if all of a sudden I'm back at the hotel with Siri, and then her husband comes out of the bathroom with like a towel on his head.
You mean her wife?
And he comes heading over to the bed. I'm going to be like, I don't know what to do now.
Look, she's a very smart, intelligent, pretty lady, and she probably shouldn't be doing what she's doing, but she's doing it, and she's swinging it. You know what she said?
That's your way of saying she won't call me, is that she's smart.
There's
and
a good chance she won't. There's
yeah,
a good chance she
I got
won't.
That feeling.
Not because she's smart and intelligent, because, I think they might go for a little more exotic when they're actually going out there.
You mean she doesn't, he was telling me he's working on stand-up.
Maybe he likes you.
Maybe. Well, we were getting along. We're both big Tim Minchin fans,
did
it turns
come,
out.
Did that come up? Like, does he suck the weens in the threesomes?
No.
Does he go both ways?
Suck the weens in the threesomes?
We're talking about.
I love the way Anderson said, does that come up? Like, they're just sitting at Rune's control booth, and it's like,
well, you spent 2 hours with
I
them,
could just
buddy.
Throw that out there, yeah.
So, you suck the weens?
So, she was talking about how there's plenty of things she won't do on. You'll probably appreciate this, Rune, because you're such an avid fan of hers.
I'm a fan.
Plenty of things she hasn't done. Do you know the list of things that she's. This is not this show, but this is what we're doing at the moment, I guess. There's a list of things she's done on film, and there's a list that she has not, right? She hasn't done a lot of the big stuff.
Was this on Emily's podcast?
Yes.
I didn't hear this.
You'll listen to that later.
Rune yeah, just sure. leaned in, and it was gross.
So I guess the biggest thing that she's done, the most hits she's got,
tell
is something called
more.
Cream Pie, which I wasn't even familiar with, where a guy comes what? Inside. I'm sorry, we're not that show, but that's called Cream Pie, yeah. apparently.
Yeah.
Which I feel like it shouldn't be called Cream Pie. It shouldn't be called like cream filling.
I'm going to be blunt about this.
Why is it called Cream Pie?
I
don't
I
like
had
that.
To ask. I had to
oh,
ask.
Oh, because it's a pie. I get it. Oh, now I get it.
No, okay. I had to ask a 20-year-old yeah. female friend of mine
a pie.
What's a cream pie because I've never gotten to the end of
what's
one.
What's a
I'm
cream
sorry.
Pie?
I'm sorry. We're not. We're usually not this filthy.
I
but
don't like this at all.
I'm sorry, Ty. But,
I already
what?
Had to deal with this on Loveline tonight. It was
dude,
all
I've been
gross,
dealing
like,
with
it.
Tyler's lost his thick skin.
Yeah, it's true. You're
you lost
skin.
Your Loveline skin.
I don't mind people calling about their sex lives. It's the people calling about their porn sex lives, talking
yeah.
like being like really like I really like deep,
yeah.
deep inner earth fisting.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I was listening to Loveline a couple of nights ago, and I kind of went like, I don't want to hear this,
guys.
Right
I've
now.
Been tuning it out for
I
years.
I know, but there was a point where I was like, I don't want to hear your deepest sex,
yeah,
like intense, because it's not conversation for me to hear anymore. I don't care. I've already done every
okay,
fantasy
I still feel that
I could ever have in my life.
I really like intimate tongue blasting. Like,
yeah.
stop.
Yeah.
yeah. Someone did.
I
that,
like to
I?
Pierce my tongue and then put it up her butt and bleed inside her butt.
I it's.
But
no, I'm trying to find some obscure thing.
That's pretty obscure.
butt bleeds.
I think the worst thing tonight was the guy who said, I like to do cunninglingus. And give her ultimate pleasure
nope.
until she orgasms.
What was way worse was the guy, and I'm not being racist when I say that he sounded like Reggie, as to say that he was obviously an African-American fella who called up with a pretty thick accent, or dialect, I should say, and sounded like he might have been a little mentally ill, and he was going on and on about how much he loves her, loves Siri. Yep, yep. I love Siri so much, and So does my mom. She wants to say happy birthday. And she's like, I just love you so much, Siri. We both love you. Doing so good.
You think it was
congratulations. Oh, yeah, because it's.
That's what I should have said. There's one moment when I was in here and I blanked. I should have just asked if Siri wanted to meet my mom.
What?
That would have been solid.
It would not have been solid.
It would have been a good callback. Tyler, no, maybe no Tyler call. Appreciates my callback attempt.
I got to go with that.
You want to ask Siri to be your mom?
Meet my mom.
Oh,
like,
meet your
like
mom.
The weird guy.
I thought you said be your mom, too. I was like,
no, his name was Chaz. It's her number one.
This will make things cool. Hey, do you want to be my mom?
What do you think, Dad?
Can I have some milk, Mommy?
That would have been more awkward.
Oh, my God. Rune, the next time the porn convention's in town, you need to do one of those Man on the Street videos, and it's you, someone filming you going up to every single porn star there that is there asking if they'll be your mommy.
Yeah.
And they're always like, nope. And then you just go to the next one. And
no, that's very...
Awful.
It's very Boogie
awful
Nights.
Awful 3-minute video. No,
it's very, what's his name? Tom
Bergeron?
Tom Green,
yes. God, I'm getting Green. Old where I can't recall Tom Green's name. Now, she was talking, Tyler,
that's the
this,
first thing to go.
The mind, the Tom Green recall.
Tom Green recollection.
That's actually the first question they ask
TGR
on the Alzheimer's disease.
Your dad has no idea who TGR is.
It's true. He doesn't know who I am. Stop making hurtful statements.
Hey, can I just say to my friends on Facebook, stop fucking reposting obituaries of celebrities I like, because this same guy has got me twice where he just reposts because he's feeling nostalgic, and he did Andy Griffith yesterday, and I'm like, I love Andy Griffith. And then I realized, didn't he already die like a year ago? And I looked at, I'm like, fuck!
Mike, how many of your Facebook fans listen to this? You could just tell them on Facebook.
Yeah, you're right. Good point. Yeah.
Did you guys see that the guy from the outfield died?
Yeah,
right.
I sure did.
The guitarist for Your Love, that song, Shadow Fang song.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't care. Is he a center fielder or left field? Listen. She was talking, Siri was talking about how she's never done a gangbang scene.
Yeah.
On film.
Okay.
Many off. That's a freak right there.
That's not a gangbang then. That's an orgy.
No, not if she's the one being banged.
Yeah.
That's different.
That's problematic.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I've been drilled by numerous strangers at once off camera. Just
I
never
just
on.
Lay on a massage table.
Oh, you got to control your image, right?
All right, enough of this filth. Rune, you going to be out there at the program?
Yeah, I thought I'd hear you want videography.
Yeah, Rune
done.
Was trying to just
It'd
enjoy
be great.
Himself.
It'd be great. You can just hang out if you like.
You can do whatever you want, and I'm sorry you're not playing, but I never got like a straight answer out of
That's
what's
okay.
going to happen there, and I think it's going to be a cluster F because of Kevin Smith.
It is.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to just be like playing to his fans.
Ralph Garman said you could just come up on the stage during the middle of Babylon.
You know what I
will
just
do
thought
that
of?
Then.
You know what would be great? If there's some sort of weird gang-style fight between our fans and their fans as they're filing
our
out.
Our fans would win. Our fans would beat the fuck out of them. You know what I like is 10 years
I'm sorry
from
for
now.
Calling you fans, by the way.
Listeners. I know, I would say listeners. I don't like when people, but everyone says fans. And it's just,
I know,
for
but
me,
it sounds so.
Because the word fan is short
and
for fanatic. Yeah, and there's no one's a fanatic of anyone anymore, right?
There's a guy who like jogs and listens to the show, right? He's got to be in good shape.
14-year-old girls were fanatics of like.
Bieber.
Biebs. The Biebs.
Yeah.
Jillian, she's excited about the show. Here's a conversation we had about a week ago driving back from somewhere. And she said. She said, aren't you worried because you don't have a plan? And I said, we can't have a plan because After Disaster is planless. I mean, that's what the show is.
It
if all
really,
of a sudden
it would really mess things up.
We have a plan. We can't have more of a plan than we normally do, which is a couple notes here and there. And then she goes, I think I told you guys. She said, well, I'd be fearful for my life if I was in that situation. Like, that's the worst situation you could possibly put me in, where you put me in on stage in front of people and I don't know what I'm going to say.
But at a comedy club, you can't see more than 20 people anyway.
No, this one. Have you been to this?
I've played the improv. It's I guess the
I've played the improv.
Yeah,
Anderson
the improv.
Was there last night, and I can't speak for you, but when I've sat in that room many, many times, but walking in with you last night, imagining that we're going to be up there, it was kind of terrifying to me.
No, it'll be fun. It'll
honestly,
be filled with love.
It's better that we don't have something planned, because then we'd be sitting there trying to like think about
it's
like,
way,
oh, wait, what's the next
one
thing
love,
we
bitch.
Have? What's
not only
we
should we not have things planned, I don't think we should speak before the show, and I think we should, the
no,
first time we start talking.
The show.
We can
no,
hang out, but I don't think we should
out.
Talk about
we
the show.
We should all approach from different corners of the place and then unite on stage with a kiss and start the show.
Seconded.
We should hire a magician to open the show with a magic trick and then we pop out of the box.
We got a fist bump. All right, so Jillian
deep
says
inner
this.
Earth fist bump.
I'm going to go through the audience and high five everybody.
You only get so many options or times in your life when you can introduce yourself with music and take the stage like that. I don't know.
One time.
Carpe diem.
One time.
That's what I say.
Rune, why are you still here? What's going on? What are you doing?
I stopped in to inquire
about your
videography.
I didn't like your fisting thing you just did, and I could feel like you were going down a road. I could feel a road coming.
No, I'm saying in life. I would like more opportunities in life to be introduced to walk-in music.
All right.
And I'm saying you guys have an opportunity.
Okay.
Well, maybe you should start a very famous podcast.
I think my boxing ship has sailed.
It's probably true.
Are you going to play us that intro video you made?
Or are we just going to see it first music. Night? It's sound. It's only sound. It's only I'm going to play it for you after the show, and you guys can veto. It took me 4 hours, so don't worry about it.
let's just listen to it first night of the show.
Nope. So, where was I going? So Jillian said I was going
to... I think it'd be funny if we don't listen to it until the show starts, and then we can judge it during the live show.
No, it's the intro music.
How long is it?
It's like 4.5 minutes.
It's the length of the song.
Yeah, it's a song. I made it a little bit longer. All right, so, Jillian, I was going to say this on at the live show, and for those of you who might not know, or if you're listening to this like 6 months from now or something, this is all like just conjecture and bullshit and long in the past. Like, I was listening to a podcast today, and they were talking about the Tracy Morgan accident without talking about his name or what happened because they didn't want to. And I'm like, what are they fucking talking about? Because I'm like a month behind on this. It's Bill Burr. And I'm like, what are they? Right at the end of his show, he's like, you know, I'm not going to say it. I don't want to talk about it, but, you know, it's very hurtful and it's upsetting, but I don't want to. You know, too many people are trying to make statements about this to further. I'm like, what are they talking about? So I'm just trying to fill people in case they're, you know, listening 6 months from now. Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman, the talented one on the Kevin and Bean show, are doing their podcast, Hollywood Babylon, which I've never heard, right before our show now. So that's what that talk was before. Okay.
Right.
And
that's how many tickets we have left.
Can we stop? Can we stop? So here's what I was going to say. Jillian, this is a true statement from Jillian. This is what it's like being married to my wife. Love you. Love you, honey. You'll probably never hear this. And I was going to do it at the live show, which is tomorrow night, guys, for those of you listening 6 months in the future.
I'm not ready to wake up on Saturday and be like, oh, shit.
Guys, would you guys stop being such pussies? It's going to be great. We're going to see people, what they look like.
There's a chance. I swear to God.
That you're not going
to
show up?
There's a chance I'm going to forget.
We're going to see tweets from Mike at Disneyland at 9:30.
How do you forget?
You know, I woke up Saturday. Fuck! Oh, I didn't even look at the sound system.
Like a bad
80s movie, and then I'm like, it's not today.
Guys, settle down.
And then last night, I thought it was tonight.
So Jillian says, I'm like, are you dreading this thing? Or are you excited? She goes, no, I'm excited to go. I'm like, honey, are you really excited? She's like, I'm excited. I'm not excited like we're going to Disneyland, but I'm excited. Now, here's the kicker to that. We've had 2 all-you-can-eat like passes for both parks.
All-you-can-eat?
You know, we can go back and forth both parks all day long.
Yeah.
Park hopper. Fully paid for passes that have been sitting in our drawer for well over 10 months. We don't even go to Disneyland.
So she's less excited
about something she has no interest in doing.
Right. So if she had tickets to this and it wasn't for me like dragging her or making her drive me there, she'd probably just put them in the drawer and not use them.
You think she's more excited for this than she would be for like homework or less?
She probably thinks of this as homework.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. It's husband
work. We could fuck the night up for everybody who doesn't seem super enthusiastic to be there by telling the listeners they should go get pictures taken with them.
Yeah, that's not bad.
In that booth right there, Dr. Drew, his wife, Jillian, your wife.
I think Drew's very excited.
My wife is going
to
be there.
I think Drew's excited about this. He's been asking about
Drew's
it since it was even
this.
Hinted.
I am 100% serious when I say this, and I told you this, Mike, before. And then we're going to get off the live show and talk about some actual, and do an actual show. Can we do that, you think, tonight?
Let's just not talk about it starting now.
No, but first, that little table back there, let's say it's just 4 people, consisting of my wife, Lorenzo, Tyler's wife, Susan, which is Drew's wife, and Drew. Those 4 people.
And my
back
date.
There, and perhaps your date. You can have a date back there. She's going to be the 5th wheel. That table right there, far more intimidating than the other 195 people there. Far more.
Agree.
Like, I would like to put a little curtain up, or maybe I'm going to like put some glasses on where I just put a little piece of tape where I can just knock them out
looking
with my peripheral.
Yeah, Lauren laughs at anything the two of you
they
say.
Judge. They all judge. All
I feel
of them.
Like Lauren judges me every time.
They're
every
judgers.
Time. Yeah.
Jillian is a self-admitted judger. She loves it.
There is no way they're not judging every movie we make, and they're going to be laughing. They're going to have a mix of feelings.
They're going to have material for years to come.
They're going
to
have a mix of anger. Because what if we say something flirtatious and there's a girl right there?
I don't know, that's not going to be a problem for me.
I'm gonna bang a chick.
About time, dude.
Yeah.
Jesus. When people ask me like what the show is, like a lot of people, they've been doing that lately, and I've been describing it as that.
You put me on the spot and made me have to explain the show.
It's tiresome.
I did my best.
It's very tiresome, but I say Mike is a guy who has a very unique outlook on things. Never married. And I spent a few years in a cult when he was growing up. Always gets people's attention. I said, I'm me. And Tyler is the other end of the spectrum there. Is, Tyler, virgin until he's 25, finally got to have sex with his wife. He's married now, 28.
And I just said it was disorganized and racist.
Yeah, why don't you, you know
thanks,
what?
Rune. Appreciate
why don't
it.
You run down what you said about the show? I'm like, Rune, explain the
okay,
show. This is the part of the show where we talk even more about the show.
And then if they go, sounds interesting, tell me more. We can cut into you cut off a man's penis.
Yeah, yeah, but now you're just talking about your own personal life, which is about the show. Okay, so
I said it was disorganized. Who were you explaining it was unplanned it to Lauren, Emily's assistant.
Oh, yeah, her tall, spindly assistant, who I like very much.
Spindly, yeah.
What a flattering adjective.
She'll never hear this.
It's unplanned. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes poorly organized.
But you say it's usually terrible at beginnings?
Yeah, I said you have some rough starts.
Mm-hmm.
Not live week. Or not.
I said there's
I'm
a lot.
Sure live's going to come together.
There's a lot of shouting. Mm-hmm. A lot of sound effects.
Is there a lot of shouting?
I scream a lot.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of shouting. I said it's often racist and mm-hmm. frequently profane.
I got excited because I was working on something. I'm like, yeah, I think he just said it was profound. I'm like, what'd you say, rude? He's like, profane. I'm like, I thought he said profound. I'm like, the kid
we've
gets
maybe
it.
Maybe said three profound things probably the entire time.
We've said
I
want to
be part of a profound podcast.
And then I said it is very funny and doesn't suffer from an excess of structure.
That's true. That's the main thing.
So there you go.
That's a positive spin.
In a world filled with overproduction.
Who's the best one, Rune?
Production.
Oh, she didn't ask, so I didn't make any,
nice decisions.
I don't like that you pointed out that your wives and the Dr. Drew couple.
Mm-hmm.
I just lost my mind for a second.
You can do no wrong. You'll be fine. Well, with our wives, you
are
can do fine. Plenty of
you
wrong.
Are totally
with,
wrong.
With Drew and Susan?
Well, I'm going to be thinking about Lauren and Jillian, like, judging us the whole time.
They're not.
They are.
They're going to be judging me and Anderson.
Yeah.
As their husbands, as their other half representatives.
You guys want a random fact? I got a great random fact for the last
one. Real quick, do you think there's a point in the show? This is scary.
Where all three of you freeze up simultaneously.
Let's just pretend like I have a wife and she's there.
Stare.
Do you realize the last 5 weeks have been the longest pregame show of a Super Bowl?
Yeah. No. It's what I was afraid was going to happen, and I've been as much a culprit as anyone else.
Let's just pretend that I have a wife and she's there.
All we should
talk
about on Saturday is about the previous five shows.
I can't wait for the post shows.
Remember that one time? I'm more excited about that show than Saturday show.
No, the
show.
12 months.
There's many of them.
Shows.
Yeah. Remember that one time, and then that happened.
Reinvigorated, guys. We'll have a whole secondary podcast that just talks about what happened on that night.
Oh, I'm annoying myself with this shit.
Are you at all worried?
I thought we were going to stop talking.
That your wife's
are going to meet a listener and leave us? Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Every day.
I would be like, here's
that'd
the
be
thing.
So weird if they left us for a listener and then continued to listen to the show. Creeps!
In the context of the show, I don't need to preface this with any positives. I'll just say,
spit it out!
When someone I love listens to the show, I'm worried they're going to stop loving me after that.
I thought you said our wives.
Yeah. Are you worried your wives are going to be like, what the hell are you guys talking about?
Oh, like in a world where we love them.
Oh.
No, I'm saying are you worried your wives are going to be embarrassed?
No.
Nah. Because what we say on this show is a podcast. It's like a radio show.
Yeah.
So they don't, people have to seek it out. It's not just there. When you're in a room and we're saying foolish stuff and your loved ones
are
there.
So I'm just not going to talk.
Are you worried that they might be like, I can't believe you just said that?
Yeah, that's who I am. That's who you are, though.
But that could happen with any second of the podcast if they're downloading them.
It happens nonstop in public, especially if there's a group of people. I'm constantly talking, and she's constantly after we're leaving saying, why would you say that? And why did you say that part?
If Jillian
I'm like, honey, that's who I
if Jillian and Lauren did a humorous podcast and you listened to it
you imagine?
With your headphones on or in the car, you would have a different approach as if you were sitting in an audience and they were doing that. You would kind of be like, oh, God, there's 400 right, eyeballs
they're
staring
broads,
at them.
So we got to think of it this way. Let's say that they have sex on camera all the time. I've seen their work, their lesbionics on video. And then to see them do it live in front of a live studio audience, that would be more different. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be more upsetting, I guess.
Is that true, though?
Because we can't do the comedy from the lesbians. Well, it's more realistic that way because I can't imagine them doing anything funny.
That's Jillian's like, so, airplane food. Hey.
I like that.
Tampons, right?
Lesbian swingers is more realistic than a comedy show put together.
Is there a chance we're going to point out all the people that asked not to be pointed out?
Who asked
not to be
pointed out? Nathan Hamill.
Can we not talk about
you
any
just
of
pointed
this
him
anymore? Yeah, you're pre-pointed.
Yeah, this
out.
Is terrible. Should I just scrub the last 30 minutes?
Let's not even upload anything.
Okay.
Right from when I came in.
Warm up.
Should we just go to bed?
Would be perfect.
Wait, what can we do? Like a 2-minute the show because we shouldn't upload any of this. This is the worst shit we've worst dribble we've put out.
Do you want to know what this is? Seriously, and I'm 100% guilty. No. It's pretentious.
No, it's like excited little boys.
I should have told Lauren that. Yeah, you're right. I should have put that in my list for Lauren.
But pretentious?
Yeah.
How dare you?
No.
Rune, why are you still here?
So video. Do you want me to bring something here? I think you should crowdsource it. You should ask your audience to all video, take all the individual videos.
Not a bad idea.
Who's
gonna
put it all together? Everybody film it in 15-second segments on Instagram, and then we'll piece.
Exactly.
Not a bad idea.
Someone other than me then can line it up over the pristine audio. You're going to get the audio right and capture that for a podcast.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Oh,
it's not our job, dude.
You bringing like a recorder?
Hey,
at least?
Why don't we just outsource the whole show? Like, can you guys upload it too and send us a link and we'll post to it?
Can we hire three people to fill in for us?
That'd be the best.
We should go down to Central Casting and get like our like doubles. Down to Central Casting.
Not terrible.
Is there even such a thing?
You gonna coach him up overnight in a montage of how to be you before Saturday?
Hey, in all sincerity, let's just say we truly had to pick out the person who was gonna play us in some sort of performance.
Oh Christ!
In all sincerity, and this was gonna be a big production. Do you think we would go better looking or worse looking?
Better looking, obviously.
Better is the.
I don't know. I want. I like the idea of somebody googling my actor and going, "I think this other guy's better looking than his."
I like me talking about the movie based on me.
Yeah, but then what if you walk by and you overhear him and they're like, "The actor is much better looking."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
That's why you have the actor always better looking. So like, you're like, "Yes, I know he's better looking."
No, you don't want that. You want to hear that you're better looking. Yeah. You always want to hear you're better looking than everyone.
That's what I'm saying, though. What if then the ugly person? They're like, "Oh, he's." Very
I know
attractive.
You're talking about the minority now.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You're already doing a what if.
Just saying.
Tyler, you started as a what if.
What if we did this magical event?
You can't what if the what if.
Like, I'm going to go like Artie Lang to play me. And then people are going to see me and go, you're much thinner
than the guy who played you. Artie Lang is not attractive. Are you starting a beef right now with Artie Lang?
I'd like to go, it's too late, but no, I'm not going to say that.
Mr. Artie Lang, I'm not starting a beef.
Hey, on the film vault this week.
Artie Lang, coming in here tomorrow.
Top five weapons, movie weapons. It's pretty good. Not bad. Wasn't bad. We talked a lot about Roger Ebert. I'll leave it at that.
Because he died at the hands of a movie weapon?
Ghost Jawbone?
His two thumbs about two of the toughest movie weapons.
Movie.
Did you call him Ghost Jawbone?
I thought maybe that was his weapon. His
Rune, why are you
get out.
So, okay. Bring in a camera or not before I leave.
The crowdsourcing, not bad, but that's like literally hundreds of hours of work.
Yeah, for someone other than
also,
me.
Also, then
I
we'd be looking
it.
Out the crowd, and there'd just be a lot of people just going, their little phones pointed at
with
us.
With that noise, that Reggie noise happening in the background.
Okay, hey, do you...
Let's just goddamn invite Reggie now.
No. No, no!
I'm going to tell him.
You haven't heard the open yet.
I'm going to have his...
Oh, no.
Oh, it's going to be mean.
All right. I'll at least bring...
I hope it's not racist.
No, it's not.
I hope you come up with a plan for recording the audio.
I got maybe one of my favorite random facts that I got all queued up and ready. I actually did the research, guys, for the live show. In case you haven't bought a ticket yet.
Give us a tease.
That's the best sell ever. I got news, too.
Rune.
Yeah.
You have any camera you can bring or no? Everything's been stolen by you.
I have my camera. I can bring it.
You don't have to. Are you going to
bring
a camera?
I'll bring a camera.
All right, so, yeah, he'll bring a camera. Just show up, and hopefully we'll have you on the list.
All right, I'll get some. Let's see if I get in.
Oh, we'll love to see you there.
Hi, I'm here with a camera and no means of entry.
Right, right.
Please let me in.
I showed up at two of your fucking gigs. You owe me. You showed up at my wedding, which is kind of like 9 gigs, so.
Who else did I say I was putting on the list tonight?
You said everyone, dude. We have 10 Emily. Between us and Fart Barf, and you gave comps to everyone.
You literally did tell about 15 tonight. People.
Plus, we had a friend, the grandfather of the show, who was more than willing and excited about supporting the program and buying a couple tickets. Mike physically pulled him away from the box office and said, no, you're comped.
Yeah.
We comped
Mickey
like about 25, 30 people.
Paying for tickets.
Yeah, he should be.
That's good. Well, I'll see you guys Saturday. Good luck.
All right, see you Saturday.
All right.
Thanks, Rune.
What time are you getting there?
Do you know how to... Get to the box office?
Yeah. I'll get there 9.
I wouldn't get there that early.
I'll get there 9:45.
We're not going to get there till like 9:30, 9:40.
The listeners want to know when Rune is getting there. Guys.
We got to open this box from Invisible Pin. See you
guys. Good night.
Is that her name, Invisible
Pin? Hey, are we eating the are we going to eat the weird berries on stage?
I got to remember to bring them.
We're going to do some drugs on stage.
God damn it. I can't do it. It's not going to be fun for me.
What? What? What's not fun?
I don't do drugs.
No, you're doing the drugs. Hey, in case you're on the fence, there's still, I think, 25 tickets left. Mike's going to relapse on stage.
I'll relapse.
And now
relapse
for our main event.
You guys want to hear a creepy random fact? It's kind of cool.
Sure.
Police horses, when they're being trained, like the riot horses.
Wait, don't say anymore. We'll see you Saturday night.
They train them to run over mattresses.
What?
To desensitize them. Desensitize them.
The bodies?
Yeah, dead bodies.
That's not true.
Yes,
where
it
did
is.
You hear that?
Absolutely true. A horse expert.
But bodies don't feel like mattresses.
Yeah, they do, like the springy kinds.
Shouldn't they be running across like bags of potatoes?
You don't think a horse is going to avoid a body if it gets a chance?
Think about like
yeah, what scenario where are there like thousands of people just on the floor and the horses are just walking on them?
All right,
like
let's open this baby.
You know, then they train them to kick animals back into the forest.
All right. Misty. Okay, Misty, long-time listener of this here program. Invisible Pen, is that? Am I getting that right?
Mm-hmm.
Visible Pen on
hope.
iTunes.
I hope.
iTunes on Twitter. Oh, I realized why I hate Twitter today. You can go. I'm sorry. Because I'm dyslexic. The dyslexia really makes it hard to read any of that. It looks like fucking algebra when I first glance at everything, and I got to stop and decipher everything with all the lowercase shit and the symbols and the hash fucks. And it's brutal.
Put Dr. Drew, Rune, and Emily on the guest list.
What are you doing?
Thank God.
Oh my God. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to do that right on the microphone. I swear to God.
This is like old
what
style.
What the
show.
Hell was that?
I was making a note. It was Siri.
Did you forget about the giant
Why
black microphone?
Why are you calling a porn star and leaving her notes?
Sorry. I thought you were talking and I just assumed I could talk.
That was so weird. That was such a weird...
Saturday.
He's still doing it!
Oh, I don't want to do the show with you guys.
Okay.
Otherwise, are you going to do that on Saturday?
I'm sorry.
Misty is a lovely girl. She's been on the program. She's been in here. Very sweet girl. She brought us baked goods, if I recall.
Don't forget to pick up the supplies.
Do you want me to run down the names of all the fucking people that are on the goddamn list?
I think we're at 10 at least.
So she sent us a massive box.
Big box.
Big box. Cost $13 to ship. What are you doing, Misty?
Oh,
come
my
on.
God.
Making us feel bad over here.
That's $13 that could have gone towards a ticket.
I don't know what's in the box, but hopefully there's something here worthy of opening on the air.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Hopefully there's something worthy of opening on the air. I mean, this free thing that you sent us. Sure hope
you
there's something good inside.
Can I tell you right
sorry,
now?
Sorry, I did not mean to sound like that. I don't want to waste any more time. Like, if we're going to open up, it's like, hey, look, cookies.
I hope it's donuts.
I don't think it's going to be, because I think she got it out of a garage.
Very
you know what
cicada.
I remember about her?
She's pretty.
Here's what I remember. She's pretty. And she said she can't stand guys that have chest hair or any hair. And I was like, that's what I remember the most. Like, oh, it's disgusting.
Night.
And I was just like, oh, God damn it. Because she is she's very attractive.
She's a pretty girl. You know what I think? Remember most of her? Misty, and if you're listening, I think of your Tupperware, because you left it with me and I still use it all the time. Green top. Love that Tupperware.
Is that code for her bra?
Mm-hmm.
Tupperwares.
Well, Misty, let's see if your gift is worthy of Anderson. Let's see if you getting something, taking it to the post office, standing in line, paying $13 a ship, it is worthy of his time.
Oh, there's words on paper. I don't want to
read. Oh, my God. You guys have like a romantic relationship. Look at that.
It says Anderson, Mike, and Tyler.
Oh, okay.
What am I, Siri and her husband?
I'd also like to point out to the listener at home who can't see in the studio right now that the machine that I play all the sound effects on is covered in Anderson's blood.
How come? What'd you do?
It was a rough night, man. I opened the pre-show by screaming and yelling at Drew. I was very angry. Very angry boy these days. Okay.
There's literally blood on the thing. I'm going to take a photo of it.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, not for us. I'm sure it's going to be lovely. Whatever. It's actually wrapped and everything. She did a good job here. But, like, I don't... What a bore the listeners.
Misty, you are now on the guest list for Saturday night. I'm just going to give away
first come,
all the
first serve. Let's do it. Okay, Mickey's on the guest list.
Yeah.
Drew and his wife are on the guest list.
Yes.
Lauren and Jillian are on the guest list.
Yes.
Emily What's and her assistant are on the guest list.
Yes.
Yes. Who else? There's more.
Rune
on the guest list.
Tara.
I keep forgetting Tara, because Tara's not getting there till late.
She's getting late. Yeah, she's got to play.
She's getting late.
She's getting there late.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry. Mickey, his girlfriend. It's 11?
Oh, yeah.
And the 14 people he invited tonight.
No, we named a lot of them.
I did you see? I was really shifty with that guy. I was like,
oh, with the phone screener?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. Maybe come at 12. See far parf. You know what? I don't give a shit. I'll add five more people to the guest list.
Five less tickets we can sell.
We got 21 tickets left or something.
No. People are going to hear this tomorrow, and then they're going to want to go buy tickets, and you're going to have given them to homeless people.
Well, after this, we got to put Misty on the guest list.
Well, we haven't checked her presence yet. We don't know if she's earned a spot on the
I
guest list.
I love using that word guest list as if the club has some formal guest list. It's going to be like walking up and getting a blank stare. I'm on the guest list. There's no guest
list. Do you think everyone at home is just dying to find out what's in this box?
No, I don't.
Read that out loud to us there, buddy boy.
Do I read it out loud? It's a 3.5-page note!
Well, long note. You just let me and Mike talk for 20 minutes while you read it.
I was going to skim it, and then I was going to give you the highlights.
I'm wiping my nose.
Why can't you guys just do anything without a shutdown for a minute? Can't I just shut down?
Anything about I changed my opinion about hairy guys?
Do you guys remember Andrew Dice Clay's famous album?
No.
Comedy
hey,
album?
Knock
no.
on a bone. What do you do with my grandma?
The night that the...
Something like that, right? Hey, Hickory Dickory Dock. Hey, old man, suck my cock.
He named it The Night the Laughter Died. Because he was sabotaged, because there was so much shit going on with comedians back then. And like, one of his competitors pretty much bought all the tickets, put all of his fans in there, and told them not to laugh at anything. Purposely.
Is that true?
This is, I could be getting
or
some
is that
of the facts.
Him, his psychosis.
No, it's true. I think.
This is just Anderson's coping method if no one laughs.
No, I'm like, requesting it.
It was a sabotage audience.
I'm requesting it right now. I think that everyone should just hold up their phones like they're from the future or Asian. Was that racist? Well, you know how Japanese.
No, Asian people are from the future. No.
Japanese people are very. They're very polite. Like, I always hear stories. Like, I remember Robert Smith talking about he loves playing Japan because no one even stands. They all sit in their chairs.
And they clean up after they leave.
And they watch silently. And then when they're done with each song, everyone just kind of.
That sounds awful.
I've heard that with. I heard Steven Spielberg mention that when they screened E.T. or something in Japan, that nobody laughed or cried or clapped. And then when the movie was completely over, the silence was the. Maybe they just told him that. That silence is a tribute to how great you are.
They leave all single file, girl, boy, too.
Really?
Very good about that, yeah.
I think if it's Japan, they all leave boy, 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 girl, boy, boy, boy.
Do the girls go.
Good point.
There's way more boys than girls.
When they're walking out.
Anderson, Mike, and Tyler. After a fun period of moving a lot. I can't read this!
I don't know why you're reading it like this. Can he just open the box?
What's in the box?
All right, here we go. Well, maybe there's something personal in the letter she doesn't want you to read.
All right, fun things for everyone. And what are the fun things for everyone? They're pretty fun.
Finger
traps. Oh, no! Finger traps!
Oh, no.
What about that leg?
Those are dangerous.
Yes.
We got to bring those to the show.
There are edibles, which she claims that she bought these recently.
Uh-huh. And,
thank you, Misty.
Misty, I got a penguin bandana. Want some licorice? Good. Remember I said no to licorice, apparently, in your head? Now we have some red vines.
Misty.
Open them up.
Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
I'm going to rub this licorice on my hairy chest.
I'll read the note on stage tomorrow.
I fucking love red vines.
Hey, everyone, show up to hear a note read.
I tried to get healthy candy for you, Mike. That's what the note says. Sorry.
Do listeners think we're, like, stuck in a cabin somewhere? And they need to, like, send us treats from the outside world.
God damn, that's good.
They just want us to know that they're thinking.
For everyone at home, Mike has put about 14 pieces of licorice in his mouth.
Two, they were broken.
Hey guys, what's it like opening presents in there?
We're so fucking selfish.
Tyler, yours is a giant box and it says get drunk and stuff.
Ooh.
Should I open it for you?
No.
Come on, I want to open it.
I want to open it.
Oh, yours looks good.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is great. Sleepy time tea.
Open it for me.
Which I wanted for real.
Oh,
and
Anderson.
Fruit and vegetable.
Why is yours by far the best? She likes you by far the most. Look at what he got.
Because he's hairless.
What is it?
It's a Dangerous Hunt 203 Master Your Fear.
Oh, that's why she DM'd me and asked me if I had PlayStation or Xbox. Amazing. I'm so excited.
Wow.
Gun and
It's because he's hairless.
You got a sweet ass flask that goes on your belt.
Oh my god, that's a great flask.
Yes,
that's like an authentic like hipster flask, like from the
that's
world.
A belt buckle.
Now I can be a real hipster boy.
2005, made in China.
So belt buckle. Can you hand me the licorice?
Okay.
It's my and my present is the reason she had to get that stupidly large box.
Oh. How come this licorice is shredded like this?
I don't know. It's kind of scary though.
Is it like jerky?
It might have been like she bought a second.
Did Wolverine pack it?
That's what it looks like. It's shredded completely.
And it was in a package that was sealed.
Okay.
I'm into she got me a bandana for Stan. It's got a penguin logo on it, which is fantastic. Okay. So guys. What's been up?
How many germs did I just put in my mouth when I dropped a piece of licorice on this counter that a porn star had her hands resting on?
You should be more worried about the dead Dr. Drew was touching
that. I know. I miss the old days when I would come in here with Listerine or Lysol and spray these microphones.
I was in Palm Springs over the weekend
mm.
when Anderson called me. Or no.
Where'd you stay?
Is that what you're complaining about? Or when you called me at work that you want to complain
So I was
about?
Listening to something that Tyler and I both listened to, and it was hilarious. And there was one little moment, and I wanted to share a moment with Tyler. And I knew that he was at work, and I probably shouldn't call him because he takes his work very seriously. Mike, I know you.
You were surprised to believe, I mean, surprised to find out that he was not at work.
He answered the phone. Mm-hmm. I was very surprised, but it's because there's a lot of stuff going down, and I've been bugging him with like how he wants his facial hair to look on the shirt that I was making, and so I knew there was a good chance that he was probably going to answer, and I'd probably catch him midday as I'm leaving the gym because I work nights. Tyler does answer. Here's what I
work nights, workout days.
Oh wow, that's kind of cool.
I don't know if it's cool.
Okay, so the phone rings. It's like, ring. And then I just hear Tyler go, hello. I don't know if it's exactly like that. I say, hey, buddy, I know you're at work right now, and I just wanted to say this and that, and I just heard this part. And it was Bill Burr's reaction to the bearded guy from Benghazi or somewhere. I forget. I don't even remember who it was, but it was some bearded guy coming up, and Bill was saying,
he's talking about the guy that was they traded those hostages for.
Yeah.
And that he walked up, he knew Obama was just like, oh, fuck.
No, because the guy has like a big beard, and I guess he looks like a redneck, right? Or, and
his Bill, dad or his brother.
Guys. Yeah, one of the Dynasty guys.
But it was his dad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I don't look at the news ever. I hate it. But Burr's like, You know, Obama was just going, when he saw that guy, he just took one leg of the beard, you know, in his head, he's going, oh, JJ, what's this guy going to say?
That's so great.
It was so funny. So I called Tyta on my way in the parking lot to relive that moment, because I'm behind on the show, and Tyler's up to date, and I wanted to relive it for a minute. So I decided to call him up, and, hello. And I say, hey, Ty, I know you're at work right now. I just wanted to tell you that part. I was dying when Bill Burr was reacting, explaining how what Obama was probably doing with the guy with the beard was coming up to him. And that's it. I don't really have anything else. I know you're at work right now, so I'm sorry to bug you. Oh, I couldn't hear. He was like,
yes, thank you, very funny. Goodbye.
I couldn't make out anything. And then I say, Tyler, here's what I'm imagining. I know I'm probably wrong, but it's like, you sound like you're in a cave. You're surrounded by like other tribesmen who you don't trust, and you just found some food, and you're terrified. Like the phone is the food. The phone call is like help or something, and you're terrified they're gonna find out. Like he was acting like he was a hostage.
Where was he?
That you were saying he was at work.
You were saying this, and I was getting so frustrated.
Wait, I thought he was in Palm Springs.
I didn't understand why you were saying this to me. I was like, wait.
So it turns out your phone is fucked.
Yes,
because I pictured him like he was under a bed and he found like a phone and taken and he was talking to Liam Neeson. Mm-hmm. His name, please come get me.
Yeah, so
I just
discovered this and I'm so glad I did because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to explain this. But I just discovered that my phone apparently now you can only hear me if I'm on speakerphone or connected to like an external sound thing, which doesn't make any sense because my voice is going into the same microphone port.
You have bad
regardless.
Phone luck.
So I have
is this
to,
an anti-ad for Droid?
I have to always change my phone now into speakerphone or be like, hey, I'll call you back when I get to my car. So
Droid.
I was talking to you at like this volume. I was like, oh yeah. Like I got up and just was like walking down the hall talking to you and you're like, I don't understand. I'm just trying to like relive a funny moment with you and you're being some weird little hiding in a cave boy. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm all right, I guess. All right, bye. Whatever.
I swear to God, all I heard was it sounded like hushed. I picture you like
yes, very funny.
I picture you bent over and like Lords of
like
the
under
network
his desk.
Lords of the network, kind of like roaming. Yeah, terrified.
Why isn't he tweeting?
So I came home last night very late, and I turned on some murder porn because it was the only thing that was on TV. I rarely get home and turn on the TV. Now let's take a moment.
Like a crime show?
Yeah, it was like
or
one
like
of those.
A snuff film was on.
That's murder porn.
Hey, seriously, what's going on with this licorice?
I don't know. It's really weird. It's regular Red Vines.
It's in a sealed package. It's shredded. Shredded.
Read the package. Does it say shredded
no.
Red
no.
Vines? Shred
we got to
take
some pictures.
It's not kind of shredded. It's all. There's no solid piece in there.
It's like a little mini bear got in there, did his business, and got out somehow. Well, that sounded like
and it. And it's not like special.
No, it's like beef jerky style, though.
Yeah,
it's
like, the package it's like, doesn't say anything, though. It just says Red
no,
Vines.
No, no. It's just, it's shredded. All of it.
Also, what do you guys think? Red Vines or Twizzlers?
Take a picture. I'm day to day.
Oh, Red Vines, 100%.
Yeah, me too. Apparently, that's a West Coast, East Coast thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's apparently a good taste, bad taste thing. I'm not putting Twizzlers down if they want to send us a free complimentary box.
I don't
they
think
don't. We're talking shit about
them. To send us a free complimentary box.
Red Vines is one of my favorite things ever, except for I got a feeling I'm eating poison right now because it's falling apart in my hand.
All right.
You put a piece in your hand and it falls apart in your hand. It's like unfolding.
It's probably just very old. She cleaned out like her garage after years.
Ew.
She said that the edible stuff was recently bought, but I think she was lying. Okay. So I turned on some murder porn. Make myself a salad.
What flavor of murder porn was it? Dateline? 48 Hours?
I was so tired, I don't remember. But I was intrigued enough. Like,
it was like an episode of Seinfeld.
When you find out like what the crime is and you see the pictures and you hear like the accounts, like it's a great hook because you have to. You know they're going to catch the guy.
Your house is a scary house to watch that into with a big, expansive backyard that you can...
It's
see.
Not a big, expansive backyard.
Well, you have the big glass windows, and you can see out into the back. Into your palatial
windows.
Backyard with your large pool.
It's scary.
Your
just agree with him.
LA.
No, it's scary. The only thing scary would be if you lived in the woods and you had all glass walls.
I'm shooting one of my shorts in my backyard, so everyone can see just how unpalatial it is. Soon.
That's why you're shooting it?
You're shooting Mike shorts in your backyard.
That's right. Enough of that. So what's really cool about the show is like you have to watch the end. Because it was Cold Files. You know that they're going to find, their actual documentary show. It's an actual documentary show. And you know that they're going to show the guy who did the horrific act.
Wait, it's an actual documentary show?
I'm saying it's not isn't there a show called Cold Files? Cold Case Files, yeah. It's not that. It's not actresses. It's real life people.
But they have actresses portraying.
Yeah.
Like in recreation.
This one, I don't think they did the old bullshit thing. They just interviewed the actual...
That's better. That's
in
better.
This case,
I like
it was,
the ones where they make the actual victim do the reenacting. That makes me really uncomfortable. Have you ever
seen
those?
Yeah, it's weird. Especially when it's really hardcore, yeah.
Yeah, they're like getting chased with a knife. And you're
I'll just play
they
myself.
They already lived this. Yeah. Why are they...
What if they made him switch roles? Like the victim had to play the assailant.
For therapeutic.
Like, do it exactly how he did it to you. And they're like, what?
So,
do it! Rape yourself!
This woman... And thank God I'm bad with names. I'm not
going to... delete that part?
This very... The way that they put it was she was very flirtatious, and she was very popular with the men.
Yeah.
So what they were painting was
big boobs.
Woman who got around quite a bit. And
like big boobs.
And
big boobs.
She was found strangled to death and dead in her bedroom. Don't worry, we're not going to play any audio, guys. Don't worry. But what they found from the victim, or not from the victim, from the assailant.
The audio Saturday night.
What they found from the assailant, this is why I had to, and we're not that show. Okay, but this is what had me staying up an extra half hour so I could see what this guy, what does a mugshot of this person look like who came in every room, like 7 or 8 different rooms,
like
they found his semen.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
They found his semen in 7 or 8 different rooms.
What?
As well as his urine and his feces. We're not that show.
He really wanted to get caught,
he's ill.
Apparently.
But what's that guy?
What is the picture of this guy?
And then I'm like, all right, so that's just some completely crazy person, maybe a serial killer. Then I find out that the main suspect is a younger person on a BMX who has been stealing underwear from all of the surrounding houses for a while.
So some cool like kid rode in like on a wheelie.
He was kind of sweet actually when I finally showed him
all
his
the
picture.
Rooms.
He was like a normal looking 16-year-old kid.
Did
like,
they say whether he like had masturbated in each room that one night
get to
or
the bottom
over
of
the
any,
course?
Any of that.
Because it sounds like he may have gone in there and done it. Because how are you going to work up like 6 orgasms?
I don't know.
After you kill someone.
Crap.
Yeah, plus pee.
Why are you peeing and pooing everywhere, guy? What's going on?
This is upsetting.
My guess is he's got mental illness.
Did the narrator who's like, and then, did he just start like laughing a little bit?
Then he started to poo in his pants and he figured I might as well smear it around the room.
Pee-pee and poo-poo. Yep.
We're not a joke.
The detective said he found pee-pee and poo-poo in the room.
The suspect did number one and number two.
And number three.
I can't wait to put this this bandana on Stanley. He's going to hate it.
If that were true, you'd run in there and do it right now.
Well, true. I think I literally can wait. But I'm excited about it.
So when I was in Palm Springs over the weekend.
I'm suddenly very bored. I'm sorry. What was that stoner laugh?
Dude, that was my brain seizing up with sadness.
What are you doing? Are you going to talk about Bomb 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 right now?
No.
All right, good.
Although I did run into Bomb Bomb Bomb.
She was staying at the same goddamn
hotel. No way. How's that possible?
No, I'm the one who brought it up, damn it. I didn't want
her Dave just walked by and I was like, what?
Are you serious?
Yeah. So we hung out.
Was it for an event?
No. They just ended up at the same
hotel. What are the odds of that?
I don't know. Not very good.
What hotel did you stay at?
I don't like to do the Renaissance Esmeralda. Anyways, the like second or third night we were there.
What's your problem with me, Tyler? I've been talking about the Ace for fucking 4 years. And you just refuse to go there and check it out.
Because it sucks.
And it was way more expensive than what I did.
Okay. I won't take it personally.
Jeez, I thought you were being funny, and that was like a serious, what's your problem with me?
No, I'm not being serious, but I want you to see this licorice before we finish it, because it's dissolving as we look at it in the bag.
Yeah, but
doesn't it look like it's just going away?
Yeah, because you've been eating it for the last 15 minutes.
I know, but it's now it's past jerky. It's almost a spice. It's almost as small as a spice.
Spice and everything nice.
This is inexplainable what's happening here.
It's old, man.
I've eaten thousands of red vines in my life. Old, new, all kinds. I've never seen this chemical reaction happen. You know what?
You're describing like the Nazis' faces in Raiders of the Lost Ark, and that's not occurring.
I appreciate it, Misty, what you did, but I think that fucking bitch poisoned us. Okay, I'm kidding.
She's
like,
I can't go to the show. No one can see
it. Funny, not funny. You're on the list now.
So we're in the pool, and I overheard this conversation. And you know how you are eavesdropping maybe a little bit, and you start to – your ear kind of like tends toward one conversation.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
So
to put the puzzle together.
This one gentleman who was probably about 20 – I don't know, probably 25, 26.
Let's say 27.
He was hitting – he was talking to this girl who's 18.
Okay.
And
Nothing wrong with that.
They were both there. Yeah. You'll like the story, Mike. They were both there for, you know, with – this
he
guy
was talking
there with
the international
friends.
Language
she
of
was
love.
There
I like
with
it
her
more.
Parents and her family for some like getaway or whatever. And it was one of those like summer kind of like, yeah, you just like meet a stranger at the pool and you're talking like late at night.
Did he seem like he was young at heart?
Yeah, he had a lot of chest hair.
You realize this is the story that like Mike told about those campsites where young love would come through or they'd be gone. You realize this is.
Mm-hmm. People like, say I'm young at heart.
People tell me I'm young and hard.
Tyler.
That's almost better.
Tyler.
What?
Shoot.
That was a good sex pun.
Young at heart just means that you're
except for you said you opened it with dudes tell me which instantly became weird.
Young at heart means
dude, a bro can compliment a guy on his boner.
Yeah, bro. Good bone, bro.
You've
nice wood.
Throwing good bone lately.
I'd like to see these super, super surfer gay guys. Like just hardcore stoner surfer.
Dude, let me hang 10 on that.
Dude, hang 10 in my mouth.
So what, Mike? So what?
So it was so painful. It was the young, naive girl getting charmed by who she thinks is like a worldly guy.
Was it working?
Yes, and it was terrible. He was like, I bet I can guess like everything about you. And she's like, okay. And he was doing the most generic bullshit. Like,
yeah.
I bet you feel like, you know, everyone has this one idea of you, but like no one knows like the real you.
The real
she's
you,
like,
yeah.
Oh my God. Like, it's like totally like my life. And he's like, I bet you have a lot of friends. Like, you're probably like really popular at school, but like you only have like one friend you think that you can really count on. She's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What if she's like, no, I have no friends at all.
This is so true. And he just kept going with all these bullshit, like vague things. But she had a boyfriend and he kept trying to get her number. And she was like, I can't, like, I just don't, like, you know, he wouldn't like that.
Did you want to go like, I got to interrupt this right now because I can't take this fucking...
Me and Lauren are sitting in the pool, not talking to each other, about 4 feet away from these guys, and I'm just floating on my back trying to get as close as I can to hear their conversation. I got uncomfortably close
at one
point.
Could have recorded it.
I really wanted to, but I didn't want to get my phone wet.
I do find it insulting when I hear guys hitting on girls, especially when they're naive and they're guys that should know better.
And this guy's obviously like that... Probably listens to pickup artists all the time.
Yeah, but I do find it. It does anger me as it does you, obviously.
I wanted to just go get her and be like, this guy is a waste of your time. Let's just go back with your... And her poor friend was just like standing in the water like 20 feet away like, let's go. It's time to leave.
I heard a guy pull... Within the last 3 months, in the improv bar, I heard him walk up to a girl and go, are you a model? And I was like waiting for her to slap him and go, fuck off. And she ate it up. She just like melted and went... I used to be when I was younger. You still could be. You still got it. And it just, she ate it up. And I was like, no, no, you're not supposed to fall for this guy ever.
This guy had some gems like, he's like, you know, like 90% of language is the human body.
Ooh, really? Well, what if we're on the phone?
But he did have one good line. He was asking her. He was like asking her for her number, and she's like, "I don't think my boyfriend would really like that. Like, he doesn't like, you know, like, whatever." Well,
don't tell him.
And he goes,
"Bet your boyfriend wouldn't like a lot of things."
Sounds less like a boyfriend, more like a bodyguard. And I was like, "All right, I gotta give him that one. That was a slick line. I'll give you that."
Did you put him on the comp list?
Yeah, he's on. He'll be there. He'll be there Saturday.
We can hook that guy up with JLC. They can make friends.
I'm trying to remember some of the other terrible things he said, but it was just very... And then so she calls her friend over. She's like, oh my God, Teresa, this guy like knows, like, he just, it's so crazy. He like will know anything about your life. Like, he's just like so like intuitive and smart and whatever.
She
comes over and she's like, okay, let's try. And he starts asking her questions and he's just bombing. He's like, I feel like you're like really like into animals. Like, you want to do like biology. She's like, nope, can't stand them. He's like, okay. I feel like you do like really good in school. She's like, nope, very average. He just kept going and kept bombing, and until he found like some super vague, like kind of close.
You wish you were prettier. How'd you know? Yeah.
You have a really dumb, gullible friend. She's pruning up in the pool right now.
It was so. We listened to it for almost an hour.
That would ruin my trip.
Lauren doesn't. His wife doesn't judge. She doesn't like to make fun of people and eavesdrop. We're fucked. One time,
Lauren and Jillian Mazel start off goddamn blog before our show, so they can talk about
Mazel Tov.
Yeah, we need to get them hammered. We need to get them liquored up.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to roofie the two of them. Drew as well. Let's roofie Drew.
Hey, I have an idea.
Oh, let's roofie.
I'm serious, you guys. I have an idea.
What? I'm serious, you guys. It's always good whenever he starts with that.
This might be illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Better.
So what? I'm in.
Let's.
How many cops in L.A.?
Let's have the person at the booth next to them record the entire conversation that takes place in the Dr. Drew, Susan Pinsky.
And then that'll be the episode after.
Lauren and Jillian at booth. And just, but you know what? This is why it's dangerous. They might seriously say some bad shit about all of us. And we probably don't want to know it.
I already know.
Like, I just married him for the money.
Who would say that?
Not talking about either of us.
And then you're like, Susan, you shouldn't say that right in front of him.
You know, what's the worst scenario there? I think the worst scenario is Susan gets up to go to the bathroom.
And what?
And Drew just starts hitting on Lauren and Jill.
Oh, my God. He goes,
I'm a doctor.
Did you know 90% of the human language is the
And they
the
both
body.
Eat it up. They're like,
he's like, all right, girls, pop the tops. I need to do breast exams right now. It's very important.
Pop the top.
Very important. Pop those tops.
He pulls like an
elixir. She's going to be back soon. Show me the nips. That would be the worst scenario, right?
Should I talk about my night with Dr. Drew last week or save it in case it comes up? Okay.
Plus, he's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Do you want to say it? Maybe. It'd be weird on stage, though. Maybe just burn it.
It's not even.
Burn?
Hey, you know something's bound to happen to Anderson tomorrow because that's pretty much all the material we're going to have. You need to do some shit tomorrow.
I'm going to do some
encounters
too.
With humans.
I have nothing. I'm probably just going to be editing my goddamn movie. I've had no encounter. Well, I freaked out our shirt guy or his girl today.
I have a date tomorrow night.
Wait, were you going to tell me
you
a story?
You and I have a date. That's right.
About you hearing someone hitting on someone?
No. Oh, well, New Year's, like probably 12, 13 years ago, I'm with my boy Alex Poopish, fish tank story guy,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
As well as Corey Liebman, Triple Cut Sap. right?
So this was the turn of the century.
This is probably before that. It was probably 13, 14, 15 years ago, right? And
so it'd have to be 15.
I don't know, Tyler. It wasn't the millennium, okay? Because I used to go up to Seattle. Anyways, we're
for free?
I used to go up to Seattle because that's where my friend lived. And for whatever! So
did you fly or drive?
That's what I meant. Did you fly for free because of Alex?
For free.
I don't know. Doesn't he work for an airline?
Yeah, but I've never gotten anything free from that man.
Hey, other than drinks. Why is he your friend then?
Drinks. I've never gotten any flights for free. So, quick story, okay? So
is Lindsay coming to the show too?
I think she's supposed to help sell merch. So, quick story. There's this weird, creepy dude. He's like really like in shape and like confident.
A mirror, Anderson.
And not drunk, right? And we're all hammered. Corey's so hammered that he starts making some anti-Semitic statements in front of this guy. This guy's like, I'm Jewish, bro. What's up? And it got really uncomfortable. And then we all like retire to like we got some kind of hotel room, and we're going back to our room, and we're not in our room for Alex is on the phone with his girlfriend because his girlfriend lives in Texas. I remember that. So that's how long ago it was. Jesus,
chaos.
He was dating some guy, news anchor in Texas.
Yeah, he was.
Were you gonna? Were you
just in? You know what I'm saying?
Were you just about to say we retired to our room?
I did say retired. Why would I say that?
Well, that's kind of weird.
We're going back. We're done for the night.
We're tired of the salon.
We're going back to our
parlor. And
Alex was like, when Corey had said something that might have been misconstrued as anti-Semitic, and I think it was very anti-Semitic, actually, so it wasn't much misconstrued. Alex was kind of off to the side just talking to his girlfriend, right? And this guy who turned out to be Jew, he may or may not have been, I don't know, but I think Corey just said, what are you, Jewing us? Something like that. Something that innocuous or whatever. But, you know, it was a different time period, right? And people would say that. For the record.
This was the 90s.
For the record, I never liked that term. I never used that term. I didn't like any of it. But Corey, well, you know, he slang the language.
Moses and in us.
Dude, you're going to Jew me? That's so not sap.
Frankly, I know some greasy Italians that are cheaper than Jews.
So. Well, that's great.
So we retired.
I can say it because I'm Italian.
We retired to our room. Right. And we make up with this guy. I think I talked him off a ledge because this guy really wanted to fight Corey. And Corey is usually a good fighter, but Corey was hammered because it was New Year's Eve. Yeah. Plus, he said, oh, you know, he drinks a lot. And this guy was, he was one of those weird New Year's Eve guys back then when we're all young, you know, not drinking. I'm not saying like, you know, people in AA can't hang out New Year's Eve now. You guys are all welcome. But I'm saying back then, he was.
Sounds fun.
What a hearty welcome that was. I'm just saying.
It was just weird because I don't even think we were 21 yet, you know? We were just being those jackasses that get drunk on New Year's
Eve. So this was like 30 years ago. 15 years ago, you weren't even 21.
Tyler.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Yes, come on now. So, listen to me.
I like to imagine that you're as old as the Sequoia.
We've retired to the rooms. Why is someone knocking on the door? It's that fuck.
Oh, he still wants to fight?
That attractive Jewish man.
Was he attractive?
He was attractive. He was strapping young buck. Strapping young lad. He had too much swagger.
Just out of the Israeli army, and he's coming to kick some fucking ass.
By himself, too. By himself.
Yeah, that's how they
always
do it.
Always a weird sign. That's by yourself on New Year's Eve and not drinking?
Yeah.
Hanging out with him?
Yeah, you're like, are you in a movie that I'm not aware that you're shooting right now?
Here's a story. He's locked out of his room. He needs to borrow Alex's cell phone. This is how long ago it was. Not many people had cell phones, right? So I remember Alex was in the military. He had a cell phone.
I really need to play Snake right now.
Snafu, was that a, so
what
Snake was based on a game called Snafu.
Oh.
So he said, Alex, yeah, sure, here you go, man. He's like, oh, thanks. And the guy goes out into the hallway. He's gone for like 2-3 minutes. He comes back, he's like, thanks a lot, I my girlfriend, she's gonna let me in. He goes, all right. Alex's phone rings immediately, like right after the guy leaves, and it's Alex's girlfriend. And he's like, and she says, who the fuck was that just called me? And I was like, what are you talking about? Some fucking dirtbag just called me and said, what room are you in? I want to fuck you.
Ah!
So he knew that that this other guy, not the guy that he wanted to fight for being anti-Semitic, but he knew that his friend was on the phone with a girl. He assumed that she was somewhere in the hotel, and he just wanted to go bang, get his bang on. That's a creepy fucker.
He thought that would work?
Like, he thought it might.
Like when he knocked
I guess
on the
he
door.
Was smooth talking and whatnot, but like she was saying he was trying to figure out what room I was in. He really wanted to come up, and you know, I'm in Texas, so I didn't have any good information.
I gotta say, I'm not in favor.
He just
of
pushed
him.
Redial.
I gotta say,
*Star 69*.
If he would have
69.
Gone up there and had sex with Alex's girlfriend as payback for him being a racist,
yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
Not racist, anti-Semitic, and was his friend. Corey's gonna love this podcast.
That's pretty goddamn
dude. That
ballsy,
episode
right?
is pretty yeah. beat.
Why you gotta Jew me on that fucking?
Dude, I just Jewed your girlfriend out of an orgasm. What?
Mike, you have to do the impression or it sounds like you're
She was about to come and I said, no, baby. I'm finishing first and I'm out of here.
All right, we still got a lot of work to do. The show's over.
Show's you know what? Over. This show should be over. I'm fucking tired. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. God damn.
Well, all the language is necessary.
I know. I'm seriously sleepy.
Oh, Christ.
I'm slurring.
All right, so
there's something in that tattered red vine. I'm wasted.
What's up? Play the tunes. You and I got to do some work together, buddy.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody.
Tyler, don't.
Thank you guys for listening. See you Saturday night. Not in the day.
Love the faith you have in our listeners. They're going to show up at 10 in the morning. Where's the show?
Camp out.
Where are they?
Someone is bringing... Oh, we talked about this already.
And I'll see you tomorrow night, Anderson.
There's a good amount of people bringing nude people.
Yeah.
Nude people?
I don't like that. I don't like that. I want to have 100% hardcore after disaster listeners. I want people to explode with excitement when the show begins.
I want people to throw sweet bones.
I want the improv to think we have never had a response like that.
See, Mike's got the twofold thing. It's not even so much about the listeners or that judgmental table back there, judgy table. It's also about because it's his work. So it's like his coworkers. You know, like, hey, by the way, when I was there yesterday, there with the grandfather?
I think so.
Oh, the after disaster? I was in the neighborhood because I had to go to a Blacklist event party.
Yep.
Blacklist, that's true. Blacklist.
Like the show, the Blacklist?
How was it, by the way?
It was good. I achieved my goal, which was just to talk to my old, a guy that I know who runs the Blacklist. Anyways, long story short, ran on the street to see you, Mikey, with the grandfather of the after disaster, Mickey, over there, who will be at the program as well, be at the show, and went up to the front, the door guy, and he's like, where's your ticket? I said, just looking for Mike Carano. Who's that? Is he the comedian tonight? I'm like, wow, not only does he not know who you are, but he wouldn't be surprised if that's who he's tearing the ticket stub for. Like, that's the performer. They don't sweat the details over there.
There's a lot of new employees, and I haven't taken the time to get to know them, and I don't care to.
Oh, that's nice.
And I'm not saying they're bad. I'm saying I just walk right past people, and I don't think they know me. That's one of my concerns about this show, is that people aren't going to get...
Misty gave me a little PS note at the end of her letter. I finally got to the end of it because I'm such a bad reader. And it was a request not to say on air.
Oh, no.
Did you say any of it?
I didn't say it. It's her last name. She
don't mention my disdain for hairy chest.
She did a signature at the very end of the letter right before the PS and then crossed it out. That's kind of a weird move, no? Is that a psychotic thing?
You know what's weirdest?
You know what's even weirder?
What, you do that?
This is coming from a male perspective.
Uh-huh.
Like, you mean the things you send?
I'm looking at that. This is pathetic. And I went, well, that's kind of cute, because she's hot. I'm like, that's kind of cool that she did that. Right?
I didn't hear anything you were saying, because I was reading.
It makes no sense.
What, that she would write her name and then cross it out?
That makes no sense, yeah. But in my head, I'm like,
it's cute,
oh,
it's okay.
She's attractive, so it's cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Quirky.
Yeah, it's quirky. I like it.
The bone is a wonderful thing.
Dude. Okay, so here's her very last PS. God damn it. I'm sorry. The worst show we've done in a long time. I understand that. At least I can do it.
Well, good thing we have a show tomorrow.
Also, here are some bubble packages for you guys to use on your next item. Not for me to just throw on the ground and start rolling over, evidently. What you've been doing. These are all like brand new, and I am such an ass.
What are we supposed to do with them?
Here's what we're supposed
to
do
like
with them.
Shipping supplies.
Yeah, she gave us shipping supplies in the package.
You were just smashing it all.
I've been smashing them and popping them.
Luke, she gave us some wrapping paper.
Here's some packages you guys to use your next item, or you could use them on some freaking t-shirts you sell. Well, the shirts aren't going to break, so. Hey! No, that's very sweet. Yes, these are all actually little envelopes that you can open up and then. What the hell? I'm an ass. Okay. Missy, you're in luck with a t-shirt.
See you tomorrow, everybody. Literally.
What the hell?
Not everybody.
I feel like that show should have been better. I'm saving up too much, you know what I mean? I got stuff to talk about.
Good, me too. I'm saving up too.
Are you?
I got nothing.
You give me a look like you're not being serious.
No, I'm not being serious. I wasn't saving anything. I pulled out all the heavy guns tonight.
Guys, I'm going to have a lot of stories. I just want you to know it's going to be a very Tyler-centric evening.
Okay, good.
And we should make it known at this point that the refunds are not available. Sorry, there will be no refunds.
Guys, I think my problem is I'm not going to be able to do the show sitting next to you guys.
That's why it's going
to
be
special.
I'm
going to have to be like 30 feet away on the stage.
No, we said we can't get a fourth mic, so you're going to be a roving reporter in the audience.
Absolutely not.
People are going to raise their hand.
The commoners.
People are going to raise their hand, and then we're going to have you go over do on the talk shows.
No.
On Oprah.
Dr. Drew can be the roving reporter if we want to need a roving reporter.
Dr. Drew can sit in his booth. We're not going to have goddamn Drew. Goddamn trap shut.
You're right. You should seriously roofie them and see how wasted they are. They have to get a hotel and party with the listeners afterwards because they can't drive home.
Oh, you're supposed to do a shout out or something? Not a shout out, but
Matthew Tipping is having a pre-show party.
Yeah, shouldn't we have led with this, maybe?
Yeah.
All right, let's put this in the beginning. Hey, everybody, welcome to the program. I'm Anderson. That's Mike.
I'm definitely not doing that.
Hey there, listener.
What's that voice? I do not like that at all. I've never listened to that show.
It's a new live show character. I'm breaking out tomorrow.
Look at all these. There's so obviously like individual packing bubbles.
Now I see it. Now I see it. God, we are like semi-retarded little kids. Like there's a package and we just rip all the stuff out just to get to the gifts.
I thought she was just OCD in her package.
Me too. I was like, geez. Hope my tea didn't break.
Obviously didn't work on the red vines.
This idiot used envelopes to package this stuff. Just opening the boxes and throwing them everywhere.
There's nothing even breakable in this package. I got a bandana. Tyler,
my video game.
Yeah, that's true. Right now, she's probably thinking I stole that shit from work.
She got it out of her garage. All right.
Really?
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Misty. Play Misty.
See
for
you.
Me.
See you Saturday.
Remember that movie, Play Misty for Me?
Mm-hmm.
Remember we brought that up when she was in here?
That's the chick from Arrested Development. She's old in Arrested Development.
Hey, wait, we have 3 calls on.
Oh, really? All right. Hey,
you're
in the
After Disaster.
How are you?
Hey.
All right, hold on a second. All right, this one. Hey, you're in the After Disaster. How are you? All
right. I'm good.
Hey, you're in the After Disaster.
I didn't remember
how are
you wanted it scanned.
Hi.
Good evening.
And how are things? All right, I'm going to put you a little, we're going to do a little group therapy here. So, state your names. I think I know who you are.
Marina.
Mm-hmm. And? Who's the other person?
So 2 or 3?
2. Yeah, I would have been nailing it!
You have good ears because I can't tell who's calling.
What's up, you broads? How are you? Oh. Did you like the misogynistic things that Corona was saying tonight about how you guys can't be funny?
What are you talking about? When did I say that? Did I say that?
Oh, that's why
Jesus Christ, attitude.
You guys are just supposed to wish us good luck for Saturday and then say good night because it's very late.
Hey, so here's what I want from you guys. I want utter silence, no laughing, and just hold up your phones robotically.
Don't approach us.
Hold up your phone and absolutely no approaching.
Just don't look us in the eye, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Good night. See you Saturday.
I feel like we should cut that part out.
All the listeners that aren't coming, which are 5,008, or a lot of them, are not coming.
A lot can't, okay? All right.
All right.
Wait, what if Fart Barf gets early and watches? There's going to be another group that I'm going to not want to talk in front of.
No
what
shit.
What if those actual comedians sitting out there?
Okay, like last night, Nick Swartzen was there.
Yeah, let's have...
What if Bill Burr's there?
If there's comedians and they're just hanging out, we have to have them up.
Oh, absolutely.
They gotta come up. That's why we need a spotlight on stage. We can turn the... what's it called? What do you call it? What do you do that?
Spotlight?
Turn the
phone?
You turn the
switcheroo.
Turn the tables.
Tables will be turned.
That's a new segment. Turn the tables.
Turn the tables. Yeah, and we have a little spotlight. We flip that bad boy on, and we'd be like, "Bill Burr's in the house, everybody. Bring it up, Bill. And then we can be like 3 MCs.
We just turn on 3
MCs.
You know who else is coming to the show? Told me last night, Taylor Williamson.
I don't know who.
He's been on the show before.
I'm not familiar with that name.
Runner-up on the last season of AGT.
Never heard of that show either.
Okay, well, either way, he's coming.
Small Japanese man beat him out of $1 million.
So he's a pussy.
No,
Taylor's great. Taylor's fantastic.
Taylor's coming.
So we spotlight Taylor.
We're giving allotments to people.
No.
Spotlight Taylor, call out to Swartzen.
Yeah.
Okay, Craig Robinson, we bring him up.
Here's the best part. Then the headliner.
Bill Burr, we bring him up.
The headliner.
Drew, spotlight.
No, headlight, headliner. All right, everyone, I would like you to turn your chairs 180 degrees. We give you the judgmental table. We just flip on the spotlight. Bang!
Yep.
There's no one there.
Lauren, Jillian, Susan, Drew lit
how
up.
How about? How
and,
about?
And all of a sudden, on either side, four microphones appear.
How about I have the
they're dropped off.
I have the door guys before they're sat at their table.
So
put like eight candles on there, so it's way more lit than the other table.
Oh, candles! Yeah, extra candles.
See how comfortable they are. It's just like this ball of light there.
All the candles. Just put all the candles there. All right, what time?
So now we're just fully buying in on just talking about the show. Now.
Well, that's the end of the show.
We'll just come back. Yeah. Completely random. Now. Let's just fucking just discuss it.
Well, we've got to come up with a game plan. I'm realizing.
Well, maybe we should stop the show. Talk about it in here.
I like to turn your here now. Okay, thanks for coming out. Turn
let's
your
just
chair.
Let's just play it by ear and improvise it. If the opportunity
it is the
comes
improv.
Up, if the opportunity comes up to turn the tables, and it goes over well, then we know that we got that in the bag. We can do that. Pull that one out again.
Cool.
In our bag of tricks.
I'm sure the comedians would love to be singled out.
What if the Biebs is there?
He probably will be.
Turn the tables on the Biebs then.
All right, good night, everybody. Thanks for. Do you think he'd do a cover of Happy for us for the future?
I don't think he knows it. But if he does, guess what?
Is Fart Barf doing their cover?
I'm an instant Biebs fan. Dude, I always said you were cool.
Goodbye, everybody.